Welcome to the Elevate the Edge podcast. I'm Maribel Lopez of Lopez Research, and I'm joined with my co-host Joe Peterson of Clarify 360. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, welcome. Elevate the Edge is published bi-weekly. The podcast focuses on helping companies understand what edge computing is, how the market will evolve, and what you need to know to build successful edge computing strategies. Show notes and subscription links can be found at elevatetheedge.com/episodes. We hope you'll enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to be here today with Michael Goodenough. We call him Mike as friends. He is the CTO of SweetHeal, which is a division of DG Ag Tech. So hello, Mike. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
And of course, I'm joined here today with my wonderful co-host, Joe Peterson. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
All right, Mike. So maybe to get started, you can tell us a little bit about what SweetHeal does and its overall role in DG AgTech.
SweetHeal is actually one of our CBD brands. So we generate a lot of sustainability. So we're all about sustainability. We grow hemp. We grow a number of different products. That all gets converted into products that go out to market. So we're a licensed cosmetics company. We're an extraction organization. So we actually work with the molecule, break the molecule down. We separate a lot of the fats, waxes, lipids, a lot of the strange stuff. And we end up with the purity and the clarity of our final products that go out to a wonderful consumer market. And that is SweetHeal. SweetHeal is that brand that embraces everything from fire starters all the way down to face serums and other things. So it's pretty amazing.
That's pretty cool. You know, one of the things that's really interesting about the edge is it is everywhere and it's been in agriculture for some time, but the cannabis industry is fairly new and they're often quick to embrace newer solutions. And I would expect that, you know, we're seeing a lot in cannabis and in edge and in what was called IoT and all sorts of other things. Are you seeing this ethos extend to the edge?
We are. Yeah, we are. It's pretty amazing. There's a lot of money that's within the cannabis side of the fence. And in agriculture, I mean, we were there a while back. Joe and I did an implementation with Verizon back at a winery that we had put IoT out to all the different plants, and we measured the soil, we measured the light they were receiving, and actually improved the performance of that farm exponentially. And I think that's really where the seed got planted for me, is we need million points of data for any real AI or BI to function with it. And then we need to feed that data to a centralized place. And that's got to come from the edge. And, you know, we can theorize and come up with scrapes of information, but that edge actually, and extending into, depending on where that edge is, right, for you. But we have so much data collection on everything from the growth of the plant. There's incredible technologies around robotics and capability. So it's all about that efficiency. And in the dispensary world or in the cannabis world, from seed to sale, you have to track that plant. Everything has to be on video. Everything about that plant has to be measured, weighed, documented within a system that hands off to me and you. And so it's an amazing place where we also have a lot of it's been a medical industry, right? So we also now have HIPAA and other things about protecting patients and patients' rights. And so there's a huge integration with that whole health and regulatory kind of compliance layer. And so lots of innovations, lots of places. We're at a time where you can generate a sensor and you can code that sensor on a Raspberry Pi or on some other type of small device, any type of unit that you can get your hands on, and you can make a prototype for a rather incredible tool to be used within the environment and track information.
Mike, you mentioned a ton of cool stuff there, and I know you're a visionary, but in the next 12 to 24 months, what do you think the three things that the cannabis industry is going to grab onto as it relates to edge?
I think it comes back to what we were just mentioning a minute ago, really feeding a true AI engine into a lot of this data. I think if you look at the way Canada has been doing it for a long time, collecting that information tells a story to the farmer who's growing it, how to grow it, what are the conditions, right? What is the humidity? What is the temperature? What is the soil? All of the things about the growing cycle of that plant. And then to be able to replicate it or emulate it. Then you have the life cycle of that plant. How is it then used? How is it extracted? What are your loss ratios? You know, what is the maintenance and repair? It's just like a data center. Literally, we have heating, we have cooling, we have air conditioning. We have to control that environment. We have to control the moisture, the access controls. People aren't allowed to go in or out. Every aisle has to be seen, and you have to have a camera that watches these plants. It is literally a data center. And in fact, in most states like Massachusetts and other states, you have to actually have a 12-inch concrete wall protecting from any truck, right? It's a data center, literally. And so if we look at the growth of this agriculture, it then extends out of our data center or greenhouses or growing complex to a manufacturer, right? Which could be a partner organization, the equivalent to what we have in our channel partners in the technology realm. And then there's integration of the information, the handshake of that information across those teams. And then finally, to a consumer end. And you're tracking labs, you're tracking major regulatory information that should be out to consumer.
That is a very complex and fascinating environment. You know, first of all, thinking of it as data centers is really interesting. So between growing, transportation, inventory management, cannabis has many touch points, and you were just going through some of this, and these touch points could benefit from IoT and edge solutions. So what are you most excited about when it comes to edge in the cannabis industry?
The robotics. I think Joe knows I fell in love with robotics when my kids' team was third in the world for a couple of years back to back. And, you know, there's an amazing community of people out there in the high schools that are teaching kids how to program, project manage, deal with the marketing, deal with the actual robot, CNC the robot, program the robot. There's a whole layer of an entire team, an entire organization. And these kids are competing. They get 10 weeks to build the robot, and they have to solve the problems, and they have to do it all, design it all the way through. And so I think I fell in love with robotics as a whole, which wasn't there when I was a kid. And its implementation now into these spaces. We have a robot called Dom. He's our designated organizer and mover. He moves pots around my greenhouse because the labor to do such is insanity. And so, you know, it's flawed in its own way, and it's still R&D quite heavily, but having scales that can weigh these things and input this data into the same sources, and having sensors for, you know, we have RFID tags right now on the plants, but we need things that are more integrated, things that are actually sending data as opposed to just locational information. And so I think there's a huge evolution. And remember, again, you can kind of create a sensor that does some of this work for 75 cents, market it, and you can, small business owners, the innovation of these college kids, you know, we have 6 interns that work with us, and they come from all different universities, and they're all on cannabis, scholarships right now. And they're getting into the science where a lot of the chemistry was really being lost, and a lot of agriculture was really being lost. And so I'm excited by these young, innovative people that are coming up and hitting this industry and going, oh my gosh, we can do all of these things. So that's where my juice is.
I just want to quickly follow up on that, because I think this RFID point is interesting. I feel like RFID has been around forever, and we really need some new way of doing this. Is there anything promising that you've seen? And, you know, then I've got all these folks talking about 5G as well, but it's hard to imagine that we'd be doing 5G in this particular space, given some of the cost constraints. But what are your thoughts about that, the network?
I think that a lot of these are problems originally, and, you know, and you guys have both been in the industry as long as I have, as far as what's been happening. And so our original issue was, we were going to flood the network, right? All of these devices talking on the network, we weren't going to have enough bandwidth. And, you know, we still haven't solved the package problem. So the size of packages are still really the same in the context of, you can only remove empty space. You can't, ones and zeros exist, right? So I think we've secured the transport from the device at the furthest end all the way through. And so I think now it becomes we now have the 5G network to start to control some of that traffic. And I think it's imperative. I think we used to talk about all kinds of IoT environments that were going to cost the enterprise a ton of extra money and so forth and so on. And a lot of those fears never came to fruition. And I think it's a beginning of being able to control devices that don't have to stay connected. They can actually store their own data and then connect later. So it's not about being on demand and absolutely having to report like my POS stations, right? My point of sale stations. However, my soil sensor, well, it can give me data. I want it for every second, but it can transmit every hour or 5 hours or whatever. And so I think it's really a great use case of controlling some of that different data traffic.
Yeah, that's good, Mike. I mean, you're right. We've made advances in micro-segmentation that have helped. But, you know, the cannabis industry still faces regulatory challenges that most other industries don't. How will that regulatory, or those regulatory constraints, I should say, impact the adoption and the use of Edge?
So I think the cannabis industry, because it is not federally regulated, also prevents a certain amount of information being in certain places, right? So I'm state regulated and state controlled. From the hemp side, it is USDA's most valuable crop to be grown, right? So now that's one side, and it does require regulations. The regulations there are cosmetic, are very, very, very much like the cosmetic industry. I'm tracking a product from an ingredient. Remember, witch hazel used to be treated the same way as hemp once is now, right? If we look at lidocaine, it's the same thing, numbing agents that are used for dentists or used for tattoos or other things. And so it's a different type of regulatory, but still needed. It's not as heavily invested into because there's not as much of a return. On the THC side, which is heavily state regulated in most states, there are overall conglomerates that are forming that are becoming a hub of that transaction endpoint to endpoint. And that reaches all the way into the data centers, and it's diverse across those data centers. But you still have to secure your traffic. And this is where a big flaw is showing up for a lot of the licenses that are being written. We don't have an IT or technology security plan. We have a security plan overall, which is more about physical security boundaries. The technology side is still left open, where if you're not protecting your interior, so the furthest point of that edge, right, the ends of my own location, the reality is as I reach from that point into my greenhouses, right, or into the actual cloud or into my data center infrastructure, the reality is I still have to secure my transports, and people are missing this. People are missing a lot of this. They're just going to get their AT&T switch or router, you know, their standard AT&T cable box, and leave themselves wide open. And we have to protect that.
I think data security is a real big challenge, and it's a challenge that we have discussed in the IoT industry for a long time, yet we still have not mastered this. And I think at one point the idea was, oh, well, we're going to have an IoT gateway at the edge, and that was going to take care of all the security concerns. And I think increasingly we're looking at, is there something in the sensor that we can use to do that? Is there a software overlay that we can use to do that? So depending on the type of devices you have, I think there's a different answer to that question. But you raise a good point that people aren't asking the question. And if they're not asking the question, they're not designing in the answer. And that's a big issue. Now, we just talked a lot about the different types of data that you have. You know, we talked about video and sensor data and just a myriad of data that we have in this landscape. So when you think of all of that data, what do you think it will do for the cannabis industry moving forward? Are you looking at it now saying, I can do things that I never could do before because I'm going to combine this data with this particular type of edge processing? Or how do you think about the evolution of this?
I think these central points that are already forming, right? So you have Dutchie, you have a number of technologies that are very commonly used. This technology is being built around data warehousing, right? It comes back to this infrastructure is really outside of me controlling my own location. is being built to be secure and handled as a data warehouse. It's who has access to the data, what data do they have access to, what are my high risk and low risk identities within that space, right? And so I think this is also a very important conversation for the small business owner, which most dispensaries and most locations start out as a family farm or a family dispensary and then get bought up by larger organizations. And so these folks need to understand it really becomes roles. It becomes the role and responsibilities that are behind each one of those identities to the overall data warehouse, and then controls of that. And so to me, we've already been built around a gateway warehousing kind of concept, which is being adopted by the end user without any of what we spend time when we would go in to talk to a large organization and have to break down the business owner and the complexities of attestation and the complexities of the getting with the user group and defining users and identities that are extraneous and they're not needed within the environment. And we do these monstrous cleanups. This is an environment that's being born clean. It's pretty awesome on how quick people adopt what they have to do and where they're attesting to what their own business unit is doing. And so it's freeing. It's not complicated in let's clean up first, data in, data out, or garbage in, garbage out. And how many different connectors do we have to have? It's standard. You get this, with that, can run on your iPad, it can run on your whatever, right? And so we're being born into a really beautiful time where some of that adoption is just integrated now.
That's pretty cool. It's just fascinating what you're talking about, Mike, because this is the this is a new frontier. And you know, you and I were around and were early adopters of cloud. In 2009, we were doing work in cloud in 2009, and it feels like it's got that same feeling associated with it, right? It's very Wild Westy, and the rules are being determined and the architectures are evolving, all of that, right? So it's kind of fun. It's fun, right? So speaking of fun, we always end the podcast with one fun fact. It can be about anything. What's your fun fact today?
My fun fact today would be that it's actually my wife's birthday. And I wish her an amazing happy birthday, and we've been together a lot of years. So the other fun fact I think is I've spent far more of my life with her than without her. And so it's not just a crest, it's far more. And so I think that's a major awakening for me a couple of years back. And that's probably the most fun fact about me today.
Awesome. Love it. See, we get all kinds of fun facts here, folks. Mike, thank you. We're really excited to hear about the advances that you guys are making in agriculture and really pushing forward some new insight in terms of how the edge can happen. So this has been Elevate the Edge. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe so you can easily find us again. Follow us on Twitter at Maribel Lopez and at Digital Cloud Gal, and on LinkedIn. Links to our social profiles, show notes, and ways to listen to the podcast can be found at ElevateTheEdge.com.